Never Say Never by Josie Wilson from Rushbury Primary School. I wake up. There are four pairs of eyes staring down at me. There's an antiseptic smell in the air. My head is spinning and I'm super tired. I look up, my eyes squinting in the light, and I try to focus on the faces. I think it's Mum. Oh, and Dad. It's a bit fuzzy, but I'm sure it's them. It doesn't take long for my eyes to return to normal. It's definitely my parents, but I'm unsure who the others are. I think they're ladies. They both have silky blonde hair, the same blue uniform, and are wearing glasses. They look like nurses. Am I in hospital? I feel okay. Am I sick? Have I broken a bone? Do I have chicken pox? Have I been in a coma? Mum starts to talk. She talks in a soft, gentle voice. She asks me how I feel, so do the nurses. I realise I must be in hospital, but why? I ask what happened. Mum and Dad look at each other. Their expressions change. You were in a terrible accident and you, Tears fill Mum's eyes and she looks away. Dad interrupts, yes, you've been in a terrible accident, and it's going to take you some time to recover. The long days pass and I'm still in hospital. I am learning how to use a wheelchair. I'm also learning how to be positive, which is actually very difficult. What Mum and Dad were trying to tell me that day was that I was in a terrible accident and I've lost both my legs and I'll be spending the rest of my life in a wheelchair. I won't be able to ski again. Never again. I loved skiing so much. It's always been part of my life. It was there with me and my mum when I was 3. I had the smallest skis ever. They were pink, my favourite colour then. At the age of 10, I knew what I wanted to be. A skier in the Olympics. From that day on, I began practising my jumps. I even began winning races. I would wake every morning full of beans and ski my heart out all day. Me and Anna, my coach, would stop every now and then and have a break in the cafe. We always had churros and hot chocolate. I loved that. And I miss that. Now I'm stuck in this stupid wheelie bin for the rest of my life. I won't be doing that anytime soon. Actually, never again. I hate my wheelie bin so much. Although it's comfy, I still don't like it. No running down the icy road with Penny and Harry, my best friends. No snowball fights in the big piles of snow. No walking. Never again. At last, I'm going home. My bed, my teddies. I can't wait to have my own space again. Mum wheels me into the car. It's a new car, a bigger car. I bet it's a car for disabled people like me. The journey seems to take forever. There's been fresh snow on the ground, perfect for skiing. People walk past carrying heavy skis on their shoulders, poles in their hands, and their red noses poking out from under their goggles. They look excited to be going skiing. I just wish that was me. The mountains look inviting as they shimmer in the sunlight. We arrive home. A blanket of white snow covers the drive. Mum wheels me to the front door and tells me to close my eyes. She has a surprise for me. Eventually, I open my eyes as Mum announces, "This is your new bedroom." To my horror, my new bedroom is Dad's old study. I try to show my appreciation as it must be hard for Mum too. But deep down, I'm heartbroken. After many long, boring weeks of getting used to having no legs, I'm finally ready to go to school. I'm excited, but nervous at the same time. I'm worried about people staring and laughing. But I have to go. I have to. I can't miss school. Nobody can. It takes me a while to get dressed and eat breakfast, but I get in the car on time. After passing shops, skiers, and other ski-related stuff, we finally arrive at school. The big school gates look so new to me, although I've been many times before. People push past me, most of them staring at me and whispering to their friends. I urge myself to ignore them. It's hard, but I do it. Mum says goodbye and I wheel myself inside. I gaze up at the spiral staircase that is already busy with people rushing up and down them. Suddenly, in the corner of my eye, I see someone coming towards me. As I look closer, I notice that it's not just one person, but three. "Katie," says one. "Do they know me?" "How are you?" another one cries. As I let my eyes focus on them, I notice that it's Penny, Harry, and Amber who are coming towards me. Amber is one of my good friends, but she isn't a BFF. Best friend forever. I missed you so much, smiles Penny. Soon, all three of them are crowding me. I'm relieved when the school bell rings and Penny shows me to my class. I don't like being the centre of attention. The first lesson is maths. Penny opens the door and wheels me in. Everyone turns to face me. I'm so embarrassed. Days at school come and go. My wheelchair is so annoying at the moment because it bashes into everything. I don't like PE, dance, drama, and swimming. I don't like any lessons that include your legs. Anna visits me regularly after school and we just sit and talk. We talk about the past, the crazy crashes we've had, and she even mentions skiing in a wheelchair. That sounds ridiculous. I sometimes laugh when we're together, but when she's gone, I feel like a lion in a cage, desperate to get out and be free. I'm into a good routine now. I can actually achieve quite a lot on my own. However, I still don't know what to do at the weekends. Normally, I'm skiing from dawn till dusk. This weekend, Mum and Dad are taking me to watch a skiing competition. When I get there, I'm quite excited, but also really jealous. I wish I was at the top of the run getting ready to go down. It's halfway through the competition when I notice a weird shape coming down the slope. I turn to take a closer look. It's a skier, but not on skis, on a chair. In the corner of my eye, I notice Anna. I wheel over to her. It's much harder wheeling on snow than I thought it would be. I tell her what I saw. She explains that it's a specially designed wheelchair for disabled people who want to ski. She even suggested that I could give it a go. I ask a few questions, but I'm still not convinced. Ever since that day, I can't get the thought out of my head. It's like a never-ending dream at the back of my mind. I've even had a sneaky look on the internet. I've told nobody about my feelings, but if I'm honest, I'm a bit interested and I could give it a go. You never know, I could like it. It was a Tuesday morning. Outside it was snowing heavily and the roads were already full with the noise of beeping horns. My bed was cosy. I wanted to stay nestled under my covers. I don't like going out in the snow anymore, but I had to. It was a school day. Mum asks me to hurry home because Harry and Penny were coming round to play. I wave goodbye to Mum and Dad and set off to school. Although that day, Harry and Penny were acting very strange and it was like they were trying to hide something from me. That was very unusual. They never hide anything from me. Never. After school, Harry and Penny take it in turns to wheel me home. Once again, there's fresh snow on the ground and the sky still looks very grey. There's still lots of snow up there. We arrive home. There's a new car on the drive. Penny and Harry know something I don't. I can tell by their faces. Mum, Dad and Anna are all standing in the kitchen with big grins, the same size as the Cheshire cats. But what I notice most of all is the lady in the wheelchair. She has her dark hair in a tight ponytail and is wearing a sporty top. As I look closer, the logo is the 5 Olympic rings. Mum introduces me to Josie. Josie is a Paralympic skier. She competes in her wheelchair just like the one I saw that day at competition. She said she had won 3 gold medals. We sit around the kitchen table with cups of tea and delicious ginger biscuits. Josie tells us her story. She too had an accident and once had legs like me. The more she talks, the more I realise that we had a connection. Her story is just like mine. We talk for hours. I haven't felt this good in ages. I feel positive, I feel hope, and I feel free. But most of all, I feel excited. Josie is taking me out on the slopes. I always thought I'd never ski again. But her advice was never say never.